This is the Patriots Beat newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. This is Michael Longi reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The Patriots ran their second of two joint practices with the New Orleans Saints on Wednesday morning, holding a mostly uneventful half-speed practice in the rain. One big piece of news for Patriots fans, however, is that wide receiver Julian Edelman returned to the practice field after an injury scare concerning his surgically repaired left foot early in Tuesday's practice. Edelman jogged onto the field in full pads on Wednesday, but did not participate in one-on-one drills. According to many reports, Edelman was running and cutting at full speed and completed route running drills with the team before retreating to do full speed sprints on the other field. Patriots defense was also dealt a blow when defensive end Rob Ninkovich was diagnosed with a torn triceps muscle after suffering the injury early in Tuesday's practice. However, as NFL.com's Ian Rappaport reports, Ninkovich only tore the muscle and not the tendon and will rehab the injury instead of opting for surgery. He is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks and hopefully make a return at some point in October. Following the joint practice on Wednesday, Patriots and Saints field to listen to speeches from ex-Rutgers University football player Eric LeGrand, who was paralyzed during a game in 2010, as well as Boston Marathon bombing survivor Celeste Corcoran and double amputee marathon runner Jamie Golden Marseille. Mike Reese of ESPN reports that the message to the players was to look at every obstacle as an opportunity and that you can conquer any problem or situation. Patriots special teams ace Nate Ebner scored a try in a win over Brazil on Tuesday night at the Rio Olympics and scored another try in a loss to Fiji on Wednesday. Ebner made Olympic history as the first active NFL player to compete in the Summer Olympics. The preseason will kick off tomorrow night as the Patriots take on the Saints at 7:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Be sure to tune into the CLNS Radio Patriots postgame show immediately following the game. That's it for Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champions, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.